Nachum Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Asher is going to get it. Mimech Yatsa, from you has come out, Choshev Al Hashem Ra'a. Somebody who plots evil against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a lot of good that's going to do. So who is that? So most people say Sancheirev, who tried desperately to destroy everything of the Jewish people, exiled the 10 tribes, exiled the 2.5 tribes as part of those 10 tribes, surrounded Yerushalayim, laid siege to it. And we know what happened to Sancheirev back when we learned in Malachim, how all of a sudden 85,000 soldiers just dropped dead that night. You know, out they went. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we read the Oscar Wilde. I don't remember whose verses it was. Darn it. But a beautiful poem, not Oscar Wilde, but a beautiful poem from the 1800s talking about the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how it was swept away as if a wind had swept them away. Yoetz b'liya'al, he counsels wickedness, as anybody who wants to attack and resist HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Yudbeis ko amar Hashem. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and we've seen this many times in Treyasar. Ko amar Hashem now comes a straight up nevuah. Im shalemim v'chein rabim, although they are at peace, and likewise they have a lot of people, there are many of them. So if the people of Nineveh are at peace in their plan that they're planning on following, they are all of one accord, everybody agrees. Ish achad b'lev achad, and achdus is a big deal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've seen that in Nach all over the place. And your enemies are many, Jewish people. Hey, guess what? There's guys in Australia who want to kill you. There's guys in New York who want to kill you. There's mayors of New York. The less said, the better. The Chain Nagozu, and likewise, they have crossed the Avar and passed over. So, there they are, trying to cross the river, coming to get you, trying to... figuring it's going to be super easy. So they have no real problem here. But even so, they're going to be cut down and they're going to pass on. So most of the Mefarshim say that's what that means. Now, Gozu Va'avar, that they themselves are going to be the ones cut down. V'ini sich lo a'anech od. I will no longer afflict you. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to destroy you once. I don't have to be involved with you anymore. That's it. You're beneath my notice. Once there's nothing left of you, you're gone. You're done. Mic drop. Yud gimel v'ata eshbar motehu me'aloyich. And now I'll break off his yoke from you. The Shekhinah says to the Navi, who is of course Jewish, I'm going to break off the yoke of Ashur from you, the Jewish people. Umos rosayich anatek. And I will tear your bonds asunder. The ropes, the chains that chain you, I'm going to tear them up. And we actually talk a lot about bonds and chains in Eicha, because that's how we are led off by Bavel. But this is the empire before Bavel, and those chains are going to be torn away. The sad part, of course, at least to me, the tragically sad part of this, is that the 10 tribes do never come back. So even though Ashur itself is going to be absolutely obliterated as a nation and as a world power, and there's going to be nothing left of it, but our people who were taken away never return. So the bracha is bittersweet that we're going to be taken, the bonds of Ashur are going to be untied from our wrists. But when we look around at what's left, how mournful it must be to know that 82% of the Jewish people is gone, never to return. Mitziva Alecha Hashem, says the last pasuk of the parak, Yodalad and Hashem will command regarding you, Lo Yizara Mishimcha Od. No more offspring of your name shall be sown. That's it. No descendants, no nothing. You'll just be beige. You'll just be members of the world community, a rootless people who have no identity. Mibes Elohecha Achris Peselu Masecha. From the house of your God, I will cut off the graven image and the molten image. All those crafted Avodah Zarahs that you created. Rashi brings down the temple of Nisroch, the god of Ashur. And what's going to happen when you have no descendants? Sancheirev was assassinated, in fact, by his sons, who then fled to the land of Ararat. We learned that in Malachim. So he's got no descendants because his own descendants killed him and then ran off. And, I don't know, became shepherds? Asim kivrecha ki kalosa. I will make your grave. I will dig your grave. You have become worthless. What a terrible thing for somebody to hear at the end of their life. There's no memory of you. There's no legacy of yours. You're gone. You're finished. You're disgraced. And you'll be assassinated in the temple of your own God for blaspheming against me, saying, I couldn't save Yerushalayim from you. You likened me to your pagan Avodah Zarah? Well, you're going to die in front of your own Avodah Zarah. And your own Avodah Zarah is a dumb stone. It's a useless metal image that has no consciousness. So you see what happens to you, because there's nothing left of you whatsoever. And you will blow away like the sands of the hourglass.